Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Christ Jesus, who was first prophesied to save mankind in the Garden of Eden, and who did come to give us the paradise of heaven, dear fellow redeemed. When you think of a garden, you think of peace and tranquility. Especially if you think of a flower garden with a sparkling river running through it. Well, the Bible pictures the Garden of Eden as a place of peace, of perfection, and of provision from God. Into that garden, God placed the greatest of his creatures, human beings, Adam and Eve. In that garden, they had a blessed relationship with God. They walked with God, and they talked with God. But when Adam and Eve fell into sin and ate of the forbidden fruit, of the fruit of the tree of the garden, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, all that changed. They were exiled from the Garden of Eden. In fact, God placed cherubim with flaming swords to guard the tree of life so that Adam and Eve could not get back in and eat from the tree of life. Yet from the very moment of their exile, God revealed to them that he would bring them back into paradise. He told Adam and Eve of the seed of the woman who would come to crush Satan's head, to defeat him, to destroy death. And that's why it was out of love that God removed Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden so they did not eat of that tree of life. If they would have eaten of the tree of life, they would have lived forever in their sinful state, misery, sickness, disease, suffering, old age, never dying, never going to heaven. Eventually, God did send his only begotten Son into this world, and he redeemed mankind. He took our place. And when that happened, it was as if the gates of paradise were flung wide open, and we were invited into the presence of God, as it was in the beginning. In fact, remember Jesus when he was dying on the cross? What did he say to the repentant dying thief? Today, you'll be with me in paradise. The word paradise means an enclosed garden. Our overall theme during this Lenten season is return from exile, a Lenten journey. And our journey this evening goes from garden to garden, from the Garden of Eden to the paradise of heaven. So we read our two texts this evening from Genesis 3 and Revelation 22. You can follow along on page 5 and 6 of our bulletin. Genesis 3, 22 to 24. And the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life." In Revelation 22, 1 through 5, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun. The Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." A beautiful, perfect place, the Garden of Eden. God created the heavens and the earth, created all the animals that crawl and walk on the earth, the birds that fly in the air and the fish that swim in the waters, and he created man. In his own image, he created them, male and female. He created them, and it was very good. It was perfect. A perfect place in which to live. There was no need to worry about the weather. There was no bad weather. There was no danger. There was no need to worry about anything because it was all right. It was exactly as God had intended it. It was all completely perfect. But the greatest thing was the perfect relationship between God and his greatest creatures. God and man were united together in perfect unity. It was an amazing relationship. God and man walking together in the garden, talking together in the garden, living in perfect peace. A beautiful place with God and man united in a beautiful, perfect relationship. The Garden of Eden was a perfect place, the place where God and man dwelled in perfect harmony. At least that's the way it was in the beginning. But as we know, Eve was tempted to desire more. She wanted to be like God. The old evil foe tempted her to question this beautiful blessing that God had given her, this beautiful place and the beautiful and the integrity of God. He whispered to her and said, God is hiding something from you. God is keeping something away from you, the ability to be just like him. And she believed Satan, ate of the forbidden fruit, gave some of it to her husband, and he ate, and they tasted death. A beautiful, perfect place was lost. Paradise, lost. An amazing relationship was now severed. While mankind was now like God in knowing good and evil, but he now was not like God in his image, perfect and holy. An eternal immortality was now exchanged for an everlasting life of shame and eternal death. And because of Adam and Eve's sin, they were driven from the presence of God in the Garden of Eden. And they were forbidden by a flaming sword to eat of the tree of life. They were exiled from this place of light and grace and goodness to a place of darkness, of weeping and gnashing of teeth. They were exiled from God's presence. They were exiled from the access to the tree of life. We were created to live forever. And now, mankind was exiled to a land of darkness and death, far from the face of God, far from his grace, far from his light. How tragic for Adam and Eve. How tragic for every single one of us. Adam and Eve were exiled from that beautiful garden, exiled from before the face and presence of God, exiled out into a land of sinfulness, a land filled with sin, changed completely now because of their sin. Because sin exiles us from God. Sin exiles and separates us from the courts of heaven. Sin exiles us from the paradise with the Lord. And every day, our sin is always in front of us. We cannot return from our exile by our own efforts, by our own strength, We could not regain that oneness, that relationship that Adam and Eve once had, by any of our own good works. We're helpless. We're hopeless. We need help. We need a Savior. We need one who can bring us back into God's presence. We need one who washes away all of our sins. We need one who can bring back that relationship of peace and harmony with our Heavenly Father. We need one who can put us back into that garden of paradise. A Redeemer. A Messiah. A Savior. A Substitute. The Christ. That's what God promised Adam and Eve when they were being exiled from the Garden of Eden. God told them that that darkness would be overcome by the one who would come and fight for them against the evil serpent. The seed of the woman would come and crush his head, crush his authority, but it would also cost him. He would have to suffer the bruising of his heel. The promised one would overcome, and the ultimate battle would take place on a cross. The burden he would carry would be all of our sins. The sacrifice he would give would be his own body and his own blood. Christ would suffer what we deserved, death and even damnation on the cross. And he would accomplish what we could not accomplish, and that is a restoration of peace and harmony and oneness with our Father. When Jesus shed his blood, the Lamb's blood broke down the dividing wall of hostility. And the blood of the Lamb cleanses us from all of our sins. So that someday this Lamb will say to you and to me, someday he'll say this, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And so it is in our second text from Revelation 22 that we read of the courts of heaven being described in words that make us think of the Garden of Eden. Indeed, the seed of the woman has accomplished his goal, opened the gates of eternal life, so that we and all believers will someday walk into those gates and see the blessed things that we have pictured for us in Revelation 22. Gathered around the throne of the Lamb, singing his praises. We've been redeemed. We've been restored by our King, by our Savior, by Jesus. He fought the good fight in our place and overcome all of this to give us the paradise of heaven. Paradise lost is now paradise regained. Paradise won. The gates of the Garden of Heaven stand before us now open. We who are exiled from Eden will be ushered in to those heavenly gates where we will see the rivers of life, the tree of life, and stand face to face with our Lord and Savior in that perfect oneness, that perfect relationship that Adam and Eve had at the beginning of time, now never to be lost again, but to be ours throughout eternity. The Apostle John wrote earlier in Revelation to the church in Ephesus, in Revelation 2, verse 7, he said, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." What a journey. From garden to garden. From the Garden of Eden to the paradise of heaven. From the exile from God to a perfect relationship with God forever. All thanks be to that seed of the woman, our crucified and risen Lamb. Amen.